Blog Talk Radio.
I got friends, and we can do this song for you. I got friends all over the place.
Oh,
It's so much better when you smile. Let me see your smile. People to take your smile away because you look so much better when you smile. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I want you to know I am just truly happy to have each and every one of you on. We're going to get right into this word, bless God. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill. You should give us a word of prayer. And I was going to ask Evangelist Renee for, but I think she just dropped out. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer. And we'll see if Evangelist Sharon available as well. Pastor Bill, would you give us a word of prayer, please? Thank you.
Yes, Pastor. And good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection smile. Amen. When you smile, the whole world smiles with you. I love that song as well. Beautiful message. My scripture I like to share is coming from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter and the 4th verse. But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible. Even the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for another opportunity that we can be in the Word of God. We're praying, Father God, for each and every one that is on this broadcast, Father God, those who are listening by internet, you would just continue, Lord, to bless us all and help us to receive this word, this lesson, Father God. And Lord, we just pray for our pastor as he continues to bring the word and teaches that word so that it's plain for us to understand. Father God, be with those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, be with all those who are bereaved and going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So Father God, we bind it up anything and everything that's not like you, Father God, that we're able to receive this word in the lining of our hearts. Father God, just have your way and help us to receive it, Father God, that we will be able to share it with others, Father God. We bind up anything and everything to try to come up against any of us right now in the name of Jesus and pleading the blood of Jesus on us all. And have your way, Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We're going to ask that evangelist, and thank you again, Pastor, for that beautiful prayer. We're going to ask this Evangelist Renee will give us a sandwich. Give us a sandwich on this Friday.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
God is good all the time. I'm looking prepared. Excuse me. Just a second here. Mm-hmm. thanking the Lord for another day.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. First piece of bread will be Isaiah chapter 54, verse 10. It's in the New Living Translation. Up the mountains. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear. But even then, my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord, who has mercy on us, on you.
Yeah. Amen, amen.
That second piece of bread went to good. We're going to put Psalms 121:2. My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. And inside our sounds, we're going to put, by his stripes we are healed. We are more than conquerors. We can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens us. Mm-hmm. God is good all the time. He's a healer. He's a healer. And we just thank him for all his blessings. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Let's see. Are you available to read, Evangelist Sharon?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon. Yes, Pastor.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking about this new and living way. And this new and living way is, it has to be predicated on the heart. And next week, we're going to really get into that so that you can see when he's talking about heart, he's not talking about that muscle, that organ, and I want to say in everybody's chest, be it artificial or the one you was born with. But I'm talking about the heart that pumps blood. That's not the heart that the Bible speaking of in most instances. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, it talks about heart. He's talking about your spirit man. And yeah. I have to say that because I want everybody to know we're not talking about the human heart. We're really talking about the human spirit.
Amen.
Like I said on yesterday, they both do the same thing. They pump life throughout the body. And your spirit man has to have the word of God so it can pump life throughout your spirit man. And this is spiritual. Please let me say that again. When she read the scripture in 1 Peter, that's spiritual, brothers and sisters. If you look at that in the flesh, you missed it. Bye. Got to go back and read it. So, the first scripture we're going to read is going to be in Hebrews 3:12. And please, brothers and sisters, look for the word heart. And I'm not telling you to mess up your Bible. I'm simply telling you some kind of way, remind yourself when you read these scriptures that they're talking about the spirit man. So important. So important. So our first scripture is in the book of Hebrews, third chapter and the 12th verse. I just saw some other verses here. Man, wow, I didn't realize, wow, the 12th verse what I was looking at, but wow, okay. The 12th verse.
Good afternoon to everyone. Thank you for that selection, Pastor Beasley, and thank you for that beautiful prayer, Esther Bell, and thank you for that sandwich, Evangelist Renee. In the King James, it reads as follows. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. So watch your step, friends. Make sure there's no evil unbelief lying around that would trip you up and throw you off course, diverting you from the living God. Amen.
When you take heed, brother, lest there be any anger or of you an evil heart. That's so important. Catch that now. So you want to make note that they're talking about spirit. So when he says evil heart, you know he's not talking about the thing in your chest. Just be clear with that. But it's kind of hard to read this and not think that. So I'm trying to get you to see this in a way where you could draw a line through there, or mark it, or highlight it. So you know I'm talking about spirit now, because you don't want to miss the spiritual side of this. You don't want to miss the revelation side of this. And while you're in the third chapter, go back to verse 8. I want you to see, because it's the same word in 8, and also we're going to do verse 10. But do verse 8 first.
Harden not your heart as in the provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Amen.
Amen. And I was provoked, oh, provoked, I said. They'll never keep their minds on God. They refuse to walk down my road. Amen.
Amen.
And verses 10, Evangelist Sharon.
Wherefore I was grieved with the generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Amen.
Amen, amen. And I said, they'll never keep their minds on God. They'll refuse to walk down my road. They'll never get where they're going, never be able to sit down and rest. Amen.
So I'm going back to 12 again, but I just want you to see they're talking about the heart. They're talking about the spirit. That's so important.
Amen.
He said, well, why it is said today, if you hear my voice, harden not your heart, as they did in the day of provocation. Listen, brothers and sisters, when God's giving you a word, pay attention. How about that one? Pay attention. Mm-hmm. That's what he's trying to tell you. You may not like it. You may not like it, but you should be paying attention. So in Hebrews here, if you will, Paul again, or the writer again, is trying to warn the brethren and sisters, the Christians, by the example of Israel, how they fell in the wilderness. They were brought out of Egypt with the full assurance of blessing, prosperity, eternal rest. By their sins and unbelief, they came short of God's promise, his blessing, failing to obey, failing to be obedient, but rather fashioning themselves after the world. And God wasn't pleased. And today, a lot of people, they want to fashion themselves. They want to adore themselves with the world. But sister, we need to get that inner man right. That's what we need to get right. That's what you need to dress up. I notice how people, they want to get their buildings all great, make it look nice, hanging chandeliers and padded pews and, oh, make it so comfortable. What about the inner man?
Mm-hmm.
All right. See, that's what Peter read. That's how Peter read that. But we'll go back over that for a minute, because I don't want to lose nobody. I want you to see this before I get to this other part. They lose sight of reality. They lose sight of what's really going on. So just for a minute, read over there in 1 Peter 3 and 4, Evangelist Sharon, while you finding that. See, when they was in the wilderness, they were cut off from God. So Paul tried to make it real plain to these Christians that have been born again and have been saved men, also not to return to that evil heart, that evil spirit, that unbelief. Don't return to that mess. Depart from that, because what's going to happen when you start going that route, you're departing from God. You're making your heart hard, harder and harder. And then your deceit began to enter in. And before you know it, you become deceitful, trying to make right, wrong, right, and right, wrong. And remember, this is a spiritual thing, brother and sister. It's a spiritual war. So go ahead.
But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible.
I can't hear you. Can you hear her, Pastor?
Pastor, I can hear her.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
But let it be the hidden man of the heart in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, of great price. Amen.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, what matters is not your outer appearance, the styling of your hair, the jewelry you wear, the cut of your clothes, but your inner disposition. Cultivate inner beauty and gentle, gracious kind that God delights in. Amen.
Well, and thank you all so much. But I want you all to know, brothers and sisters, this deceitfulness, sin, be cut off by God and be finally lost, the Bible said. We won't get into it today, but I want you to know there's conditions of continuing in this spirit life that you so declare and decree that you walk. There's condition for this.
Okay.
That's what you have to do to stay in it. It's just not going to happen because your name is Robert or your name is Mary. That doesn't give God the right to let you just flow into eternal life. No, there's some things we have to do. Like, for instance, what happened to Israel, and I'm just going to name a few, then I'm going to get to this next scripture that I want to get to for this. One of the things, they refuse to hear God. Refusal to hear God. God then spoke to you. And for some reason, you allow your heart to be hard. So he says the hardness of their heart because they refuse to hear and obey. So, and then you got some people, they are here, but they won't obey.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelief. So consequently, a hardening of the heart against God. That's what you got to see. But since you're not even doing that against yourself, and forget about trying to do it against somebody else. It's
all
the
right.
Hardness of your heart. That's against God. Because it's God who's speaking to us. It's God who's telling us, depart. It's God that's telling us not do this and not and depart from. That's God. Because what's going to happen eventually, departure from the living God. That's what that 12th verse was saying. See, open rebellion against God do provoke and tempt him. That's what they did in Israel. Well, let me show you, for instance. Because you got to know that. You got to know this, man. They always were trying God. They never. And when Jesus was on the scene, they was trying him. They're like, let's read Mark 8. We're going to go there. Mark 8 and 7, verse 17. I want you to see this. You got to be able to hear with your spirit, man.
Okay, Mark 8, verse 17, reads as follows. in the King James. And when Jesus knew it, he saith unto them, why reason ye because ye have no bread? Perceive ye not yet, neither understand. Have ye your heart yet hardened? Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, meanwhile, the disciples were finding fault with each other because they had forgotten to bring bread. Jesus overheard and said, why are you fussing because you forgot bread? Don't you see the point of all this? Don't you get it at all? Amen.
Well, you see what happened. Jesus had fed 5,000. And then these Pharisees came back trying to find fault.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to find fault. And for some reason, people have a tendency to forget what God have did for them, how God had delivered them. They forget the blessings that God has bestowed upon them. And I'll tell you something else that's surprising. Some people forget the prayers they pray. You didn't ask God, Lord, if you deliver me, if you get me out of this situation, Lord, I'll do this. Isn't that strange how when we don't have a job, we're begging God for a job, and he give us a job, and the job of our heart. And then there's some days, some doors that you know God opened them up. Nobody, God opened those doors.
All right, say that.
God did it. There were some situations you found yourself in, and God got it out of. God did that. You must have forgot.
Yeah.
So that's what happened with his own disciples. They forgot that it was God who took two fish and five barley loaves and fed over 5,000. Y'all forgot? Y'all forgot that? But here's the problem. Yeah, they forgot. They forgot it was Jesus who spit on the ground and made an eye salve and put it on a man's eyes and told him to go to the pool of Bethesda and wash. And the man said, I was blind, but now I see. They forgot they saw that miracle. They forgot how Christ became transfigurated. They forgot that Jesus walked to the grave of Lazarus and uttered these words because Martha and Mary and them, they were so upset. And they were just pulling on Jesus. He had to stop in the middle of what he was doing and go to the grave and spoke these words by saying, loose him and let him go. And the Bible said he came forth in grave clothes and all. And Jesus had to preach a sermon about he was dead, but now he's alive. And he never really been dead. He was just sleeping. Had to get people to understand him. See, sometimes people forget. So that's what was going on here. They forgot the blessings. They forgot that it was a few small fish that Jesus had took fish and made fish. He took bread and made bread.
Yeah.
Isn't it interesting how people have eyes and they don't see and ears and can't hear?
Yeah,
degrees and can't discern and can't understand. The Bible says
in
great way when Jesus entered into the ship again, he had to talk. Every several occasions he was talking to his disciples. And I want y'all to get this, brother, sister. If you don't get nothing, please get this. When Jesus knew, the Bible says, isn't that what the 17th verse says?
When
Jesus knew, he know what their spirit, he know what was in their mind, he know what was in their spirit man. He said unto them, why y'all reasoning? Why y'all reasoning? Because you have no bread? Perceive ye not yet? But you don't understand. Your heart yet hardened? You mean you didn't? Because that's what happened. When you stop believing, brothers and sisters, your heart get hardened, and it's like God can't do nothing else for you now. You got the wheel now. Your heart get hardened. And then that unbelief sets in.
Yeah. Come on now. Say it.
Why's y'all reason? I'm the same one that made the bread become bread. I'm the same one that caused fish to become fish. I'm that same God. I just think this is so awesome, brother and sister, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So what's going on here is the message that was being delivered to these people by Christ himself, that how you could be my disciple and witness all of these experiences, so many, too many to name the miracles, and yet be so slow to comprehend with who he was. How is it that we forget that it was Jesus that brought us through? You didn't do it on your own.
That's right. Say that.
I noticed people, I was talking to a couple, and I remember them from 20 years ago, how they were seeking God. And now it's like, I'm not saying God is a joke to them, but it's like, well, they're not asking him. They're not depending on him. Because, see, people get complacent. People get comfortable. And these disciples, if you remember, Jesus had fed 5,000. Remember over there in, what was that? That was Mark 6, I think, 35 through 44. But we'll read that because I just don't want to be telling you this stuff. And I have some scripture. I can back it all up with the word. A lot of times I say stuff now. I like to have scriptures too. But over there in Mark 6, I'm going to say it's the 35th verse through the 44th verse. Read that for me, please.
Yes, Master. It reads as follows in King James. And when the day was now far spent, his disciples came unto him and said, "This is a desert place, and now the time is far past. Send them away that they might go into the country round about and into the villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." He answered and said unto them, "Give ye them to eat." And they say unto him, "Shall we go and buy 200 pennyworth of bread and give them to eat?" He saith unto them, "How many loaves have ye? Gone and see." And when they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. And they commanded them 5 companies upon the green grass. And they sat down in ranks by hundreds and by 50. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples to set before them, and the 2 fishes divided he among them all. And they did all eat and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of fishes, and they that did eat of the loaves were about 5,000 men. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. When his disciples thought this had gone on long enough, it was now quite late in the day. They interrupted. "We are a long country, and it's very late. Pronounce a benediction and send these folks off so they can get some supper." Jesus said, You do it. Fix supper for them." They replied, "Are you serious? You want us to go spend a fortune on food for their supper? But he was quite serious. How many loaves of bread do you have? Take an inventory. Didn't take long. 5, they said, plus 2 fishes. Jesus got them all to sit down in groups of 50 or 100. They looked like a patchwork quilt of wallflowers spread out on the green grass. He took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, lifted his face to heaven in prayer. He blessed, broke, and gave the bread to the disciples. And the disciples in turn gave it to the people. He did the same with the fish. They all ate their fill. The disciples, more than 5,000, were at the supper. Amen.
So you forget? You forgot it was God that brought you? Mm. You forget about the things of God. It's so often people forget. And I've watched a lot of people, they'll get in a building or they get around certain people and they forget that it was God who answered their prayer. When those people wasn't around, it was God that saved them. No building get you saved. No preacher got you saved. That was God.
Yeah, God.
It was God who did it. It was God who hung the moon. It was God that hung the sun.
Yeah.
And sometimes it irks me how people put everything before God and make an excuse and say they're not doing it. But I know they are. They don't want to deal with the truth. See, when you start putting other things, even your own self, and that's what these disciples had did, believe it or not, they were going like, well, wait a minute, Lord, now. You know, we fishermen, and we know how to fish. And you telling us to put our nets on the other side? Jesus said, yeah, put your nets on the other side. Jesus, we do this day in and day out. Jesus, put your nets on the other side. How you forget that mirror? How you forget it? There's things that are happening in your life, and you knew it was God. If it's nothing but you ask God, Lord, let me get an income tax check. Lord, let me get a stimulus check. Lord, if you do this for me, if you do that for me, and some kind of way in our spirit man, that's what the Bible talks about. When he says heart, he's talking about the spirit man. He said, how you miss it? How you not understand? Listen, brothers and sisters, stop hardening your heart. When God give you a word, I don't care if it's a snake that wriggled it out, take the word. I don't care if it's a monkey that word out, take the word. If a dog and bark that word out, take the word. Do not misunderstand the word of God. Because Luke 8:14 says, it's the cares of this world that chokes that word. It chokes it out of your heart. Out of your spirit, man. That's what he's talking about.
Amen.
But hopefully, Sunday we'll have an awesome review come Sunday. Looking forward to you all being with us on Sunday for the review. I just believe in my spirit. God's gonna do something so awesome. You don't want to miss it. And we'll see you all